Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Wednesday, October 20th, 2010, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday. We're on a glide to somewhere. I'm not exactly sure where it's going. This is a show that you may want to keep a recording of, because in the next hour, I'm going to share an insight with you as to what has been going on in this country's financial systems and why your life has been looted with the connivance of the government. It's kind of a little long and convoluted, and I'm going to explain it really slowly so that you understand this is a fraud and a scam of such magnitude that a lot of people are just going to be so shocked by it. You know, they're going to be paralyzed. J. Edgar Hoover used to say that people, when they're confronted with the really big conspiracies, the sheer scale, the enormity of the criminality is going to shock them into paralysis, and that's kind of what's going to happen here. And in order to sort of tease you into what has been going on with the financial systems and why you are living in poverty and squalor and debt while the bankers of America are writing themselves world record bonuses, I need to refer you to a movie, later a stage play, by Mel Brooks called The Producers. I've got to turn off this little bell. There we go. It's called The Producers. And it's a very funny movie. It starred a very young Gene Wilder and Zero Mostel. And Zero Mostel was a producer, and Gene Wilder was his accountant. And they basically, the whole premise of the movie is, they figure out that after years of struggling to have a financially successful hit play, that they could actually make more money by creating a really bad play that's going to close the first night and then oversubscribe the investment. In other words, they go out to 10 times the number of investors, and they don't tell them about all the others that are out there. They literally sell 1,000% of the show, which you're not supposed to do. And the idea is the play is a flop. It closes the first night. They tell all the investors, look, I'm sorry, you know, you've lost your investment. Don't expect payments from us. And the investors all go away, unaware that there were far more investors than there should have been. In the movie, the play, Springtime for Hitler, is a huge runaway success. And, of course, our producer and his accountant wind up going to jail. And we can only hope the same thing is going to happen to the Wall Street executives, because, folks, this is what they did to the housing market. They did the same thing, and it's being exposed for all to see with this lawsuit from PIMCO and the New York Fed and a consortium of about a dozen other banks are all leaping onto this thing. They're all suing Bank of America for playing this exact game through their countrywide subsidiary. And here's the deal. B of A is not the only one doing it. You know, and I was starting to wonder, you know, if this might be just a computer error in MERS or something, but the more I look at it, the more I realize they're playing the producer's scam on the housing market. And it's not funny when it's happening in real life. And it's not funny when it's happening to you. And it's not funny when the Congress of the United States of America, whose own personal fortunes are invested in these runaway mortgage-backed securities that everybody's making billions and billions of dollars buying and selling, are helping the financial institutions lure people into that scam with an $8,000 tax credit and by simply looking the other way and saying, deregulate, deregulate, deregulate. Everybody is dirty on this one. It's not Republicans. It's not Democrats. It's none of that stuff. It is just absolutely everybody is guilty in this situation. All right, we're coming up to the end of the segment here, and we are going to take a break. And when we come back, Manny's in the control room. Our lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we'll be telling you exactly how the scam was carried out. There's our music. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you. This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we are talking about the biggest single swindle in the history of the United States of America by the entire financial system against the entire population of the United States with the complicity and connivance of the United States federal government. And this is the way the scam worked. Okay? Back in 1999, the U.S. Congress repealed Glass-Steagall. We have an article that really details all this fine stuff out at whatreallyhappened.com. It's called Bankers Gone Wild. And there's an associated piece with it, you know, what Wall Street learned from Mel Brooks, the producers. You need to look at both of those things and forward them everywhere. But the short version is back in 1999, Congress repealed the Glass-Steagall Act, which revoked a protection that had been put into place following the crash of 1929. And it allowed bank holding companies to start getting into investment banking and owning investment banks. So they could start playing around with each other's businesses and get into some very wild speculation. Almost immediately, we saw real estate prices start to go up because there were these large blocks of capital going out, buying homes and flipping them back and forth to drive the prices up. And everybody knew it was a housing bubble. But the idea was, yeah, get in on the bottom of the bubble here. If you buy a house, and it doesn't matter if you get an adjustable rate mortgage or anything like that, and we don't even care if you qualify for the mortgage, because you're going to make so much money, you can refinance down the road, and everybody's going to be rich because this free money is just going to fall out of our imaginations. Or at least that was the pitch that was going on here. And everybody was getting into these mortgages, and they were getting these teaser rates for these adjustable rate mortgages, and was just completely out of control. Then the mortgage company started taking all these mortgages and bundling them together as investment vehicles. Collateralized debt obligations was one of the terms they use. Mortgage-backed securities is the other. And the idea was they take a whole bunch of these mortgages, which they claimed were all prime, and that's not true. A lot of them were subprime. But the fraud goes even further because they'd create this package of mortgages, and they would sell it out to investors, to pension funds, to whoever who had the money to buy these things. And the people who were doing the bundling and the selling were making sales commissions, very large sales commissions. Because remember, mortgages are high-return investments. From the point of view of an investor, the value of a house is not the house. The value of the house is the debt it creates that the homeowner is shackled to. And if you look at your mortgage, how much you pay in interest over the 30 years of that mortgage, you pay the bankers, you pay the holder of the mortgage 4 to 5 times what you paid to the actual previous owner of the house. That's the ratio. So when these banks are buying up the mortgages, they're looking at these huge, huge financial returns. But here is where it started getting dirty. These mortgage bundling companies like Countrywide and B of A and all of these players who were in this thing started oversubscribing the mortgages. This was being reported in February of last year, where Bear Stearns was caught doing it. Now Bank of America's caught doing it. And what we mean by oversubscribing is they're taking the same mortgage and putting it in several of these bundles. Now, legally, they can only put it in one. And they sell them out, and they're making tons and tons of money because they're selling the same thing over and over and over again, up to 20 times. The same mortgage was bundled and sold up to 20 times, according to this PIMCO lawsuit. And I kept thinking, you know, this might just be a computer error in that MERS system that they were using to shuffle the mortgages around, because it doesn't make sense for a bank to sell the same mortgage 20 times, because when the payment comes in on the mortgage, you know, it's oversubscribed. They've got to pay out however much more of copies of that payment out there. It's just like in the play The Producers. If they've sold 1,000% of the show, when the profits come in, you know, they're 900% short on their obligations to their investors. And it doesn't make sense unless the plan all along, like The Producers, was to have a flop. In other words, to deliberately crash the housing market so they never had to worry about all those oversubscribed purchases of mortgage-backed securities. This is why Bank of America, only a week after they said they were going to halt all foreclosures because of the negative press, this week they're saying, we're cranking up. We're going to go after another 100,000. And here's the reason. Every one of those mortgages out there, if it was oversubscribed, represents a jail sentence and, you know, millions, possibly billions in punitive fines against Bank of America. But if they can complete the foreclosure and ram it through the court system, then the paper trail stops, and all the people who own that mortgage-backed security, they're going to say, well, the home was foreclosed, and we may get a few pennies off the eventual sale, but our investment is gone, and that's the end of it. It's the same scam, and that means the housing crash is intentional, and that means it's not over. It's not over until the housing market is so crashed that nobody knows where the money went. That's what's going on. Okay, and you need to understand, it was deliberate. Everything that you and I and your neighbor have suffered economically for the last going on 3 years is not an accident. Because remember, when Congress was all of these oversubscribed mortgage-backed securities, those are the toxic assets Congress was talking about when they pushed through TARP. What they're talking about is there's this monstrous fraud that was perpetrated on middle-class investors, pension funds and everything, by the Wall Street CEOs. Huge fraud. And the fraud is so big that the bankers are saying, well, go ahead, arrest us, charge us. The whole system will come crashing down. And remember, members of Congress who are quite wealthy themselves, like Nancy Pelosi, they're invested in these same firms that invested in these mortgage-backed securities. It's their own money on the line if the fraud becomes exposed. And so they say, well, we'll just drop the losses on the American people. And they pass TARP, and they pass stimulus, and they pass all this other stuff. Trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars borrowed on your tab to try and buy back the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities before the crime can be uncovered. And because of this PIMCO lawsuit, they may not have succeeded, because now it's going public. This was the biggest financial scam in history, perpetrated by our entire financial industry against every single living American. And you had better be furious about this, because this wasn't an accident. It wasn't market fluctuations. It wasn't the fault of those subprime borrowers who shouldn't have bought those homes in the first place, because, folks, they were lured in with that $8,000 tax credit. They were aided in buying the house by all these people who said, yeah, you can get a house. We don't need a down payment. We don't care what your employment history is, because they never intended for the mortgages to be paid. The mortgage was the thing of value. The mortgage is what the bubble was built around. They don't care about the homes. They don't care about the mortgage payments. It was that mortgage itself that was the fodder for this mortgage-backed securities bubble and scam. And they don't care how many Americans' lives are ruined as long as they get to put the money in their pocket. That's the enormity of this scandal. We're going to go to the phones. David, Mexico. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. How are you? I just wanted to point out that here in Mexico, it appears to be that the same thing is happening as in the States. Everybody got into huge real estate debt, and it appears to be that now it's going to crash down. There's a few signs, and to me it's pretty interesting that the same thing is happening as happened in the U.S. like 3 years ago.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Once the scam works in the U.S., the scammers in every other country are going to do the exact same thing.
Yeah,
They're on the verge of getting away with it unless the American people stand up and say, okay, the fraud stops here. Because our government, our Congress went along with it because their own money is tangled up in this mess.
I can imagine. But the thing is, what's especially frustrating down here in Mexico is that we don't even have your Congress, and we're pretty much going to suffer the same consequences. I mean, the people that got into, to bank debt.
Well, the essence of the bank's business is to keep everybody in debt slavery. And, again, the value of a home to a banker isn't the home itself. It's that debt the home creates. Remember I said the other day, bankers want housing prices to be so high you can barely afford it, because then your entire life is pledged in servitude to the bankers. That's the enslavement mechanism.
This is very true, Rachel. Michael, just one quick question.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you if you've ever been to Israel.
Nope.
Well, you should. Then I'm pretty sure that your perspective would change quite a lot. Even though I respect your views in many of the subjects that you touch regarding Israel, I'm sure that you would find it to be quite a different country that would you perceive.
Well, I actually would like to go to Israel for the historical sites and the archaeological sites. I just don't really think I would be personally safe in that country under the present circumstance. We've seen all these other peace activists and everything who just get harassed going in and out. So I think it's one of those things that, I'd like to do, but I don't see it really happening. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call, David. We're going to let you go here. Now, basically, the reason we're in this housing crisis mess is because the banks and the mortgage bundlers set things up to make more money oversubscribing the mortgage-backed securities and then foreclosing the homes than in simply letting you stay in your home and make the payments. Now, it's obviously a very short-term thing. It's a bubble. Like any other bubble, it's being milked for all the profitability, and the crash that's going to come afterwards is somebody else's problem to deal with. Okay, but here's the warning and the reason that you've got to be angry. The reason that you have got to understand the danger you are in right now. The banks, the holding companies, the mortgage bundlers, Bank of America, Countrywide, Bear Stearns, Goldman Sachs, all of these institutions must intentionally crash the housing market and the U.S. economy with it and wipe out your equity and wipe out your mortgages, because if they don't, the overselling of those mortgage-backed securities, the oversubscription, is going to put them all in jail. Or it should. And I can't imagine the Congress saying, yeah, it's legal for them to commit this kind of felony fraud, and we're going to let them get away with it this time, because that will start the next civil war. And I'm not the one who's saying that. Time magazine is saying that. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the biggest financial swindle of the American people in the history of the United States of America. And again, the model for what they've done to us can be found in the movie The Producers by Mel Brooks, subsequent stage play. And again, if you weren't here at the start of the show, let me briefly recap the scheme. And basically, you've got this producer, and he's struggling, and his accountant says, you know, we could actually make more money from a flop than by actually doing something good. By oversubscribing it, we'll sell 1,000% of the investment in the show, and we create a show that closes the first night. The investors go away and say, gosh, I guess I lost it. They take it off their taxes, and that 900% extra investment that wasn't actually spent on the show goes into the pockets, and they retire happy. And that's the plot of the movie. And in the movie, the show that they produce, Springtime for Hitler, turns out to be a huge surprise success. And our producer and his accountant go to jail. And that's a happy ending, I think, kind of. Well, that's exactly what our mortgage banks have been doing to the United States of America. They took all those mortgages that they were handing out. The mortgages were the ground level of the bubble. It wasn't the houses. The stirrup of the housing bubble was the starting point. But the goal was to get those mortgages because those are worth 5 times what the houses are. And they got those mortgages coming in, even from people who shouldn't have had mortgages, and the people handing out the mortgages knew the signers weren't qualified. It didn't matter. They were never expecting the mortgages to be repaid anyway. The goal was to get a whole bunch of mortgages as a new investment vehicle and then oversell it. Now, corporate media writers, especially in the financial area, are trying to basically make this all go away because they understand this fraud goes right to the top of the financial system itself, all the way to the Federal Reserve. We've got this writer in, Duff McDonald in Fortune magazine is basically coming out saying, well, it's just a few paperwork mix-ups. It's no big deal. And it's really the fault of Americans who were, you know, who defaulted on those mortgages. Well, you know, the U.S. government helped along on that. They maintained a tax policy that sent our jobs to other countries. They lured people into those questionable mortgages with an $8,000 tax credit, which most of them have never received, I might add. They were part and parcel to this. So they get everybody into these mortgages, and they start taking the mortgages, and they say, these are investment vehicles, because real estate always goes up, and America's productive, and they start selling them. But they sell them over and over and over again. They're selling 1,000% investment in these mortgage-backed securities, or actually, in the case of Bank of America, 2,000%. They were reselling the same mortgages 20 times over to different investors. Obviously, they could never make good on those. So they needed the market to crash. They needed the economy to crash. They needed all the mortgages that were in those mortgage-backed securities to be foreclosed to cover their trail. That is the scam. They never intended to make good on those mortgage-backed securities they were selling. They didn't care if anybody actually paid their mortgages on time. This is why we had people being foreclosed who didn't even have mortgages. That's why the foreclosure mills are out there with fraudulent documents. The goal is to shut this thing down. They've made their money. Billions and billions and billions of dollars they've made out of this scam. Now they're trying to shut it down. They're trying to foreclose everything to end the paper trail. And the government's helping them do it. Now Obama has announced a new high-level federal investigation. You know, where are some of these foreclosures criminal? What he's doing is he wants to head off all those investigations in all 50 states. The attorney generals of every one of the 50 states are starting to investigate the banks. And they can't control 50 separate independent investigations. They can't control the media exposure that will come out of 50 independent investigations at the state level. So they're playing the same scam they did with the Warren Commission. We've got a top-level blue ribbon commission. All of you other investigations, shut down and send us the evidence. We will take care of the situation. Whether it's the Lawrence Commission, the Warren Commission, the Whitewater, the Ken Starr investigation into Whitewater, it's just the same thing all over and over. Iran-Contra, we'll have a big investigation at the top. Nobody else is allowed to investigate. Where the federal government will take care of it. And, of course, they never did. It was always a cover-up. So that's what's going on here. The biggest financial scam in history has been played on you. That is why your life is an economic ruin right now. And the government is helping the bankers cover it up and get away with it. That's what all the TARP, when they talk about the troubled or toxic assets, they're talking about those oversubscribed mortgage-backed securities. That's what's being bought back from the people who bought them. They're going out and saying, we will give you your money back. You give us this fraudulent paper, and it goes into the shredder. And then the evidence of the fraud is now gone, and the taxpayers pick up the bill. You've got your money back. We're staying out of jail. Taxpayers foot the bill. That's the way life is supposed to be. Okay? Now, all of this brings me to a rather interesting comment about John McCain. Now, John McCain, as you know, was caught up in the whole Keating 5 situation. He was leading the charge for deregulation back in the 1990s that led to the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act. So he's in this thing already up to his neck. Now, in 2008, when this was beginning to unravel, and it became apparent that word was starting to leak out about the fraudulent, oversubscribed mortgage-backed securities, John McCain was a viable candidate for the President of the United States. And he was up against Hillary Clinton, and a lot of people are thinking, well, he's sort of there to lose to Hillary Clinton. And then they both got so paranoid about Ron Paul, they weren't paying attention when Barack Obama snuck up from behind. And so all of a sudden, Obama's the leading candidate. And at that point, you know, McCain was still considered viable. And then all of a sudden, he appoints Caribou Barbie as his vice president, and in a single stroke, he discredits his own campaign. And a lot of people say, why were you doing that? And you say, well, I wanted a female vice presidential candidate. Well, there were other female politicians out there, like our own Governor Linda Lingle, who were far more qualified for the job. So here's the deal. John McCain all of a sudden picks Caribou Barbie. She goes out there and does the ditz thing, and all of a sudden McCain's campaign just falls apart. And I think what it was is he understood that this mess was going to happen. And when I come back, I'll explain what the thinking behind that was.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm talking about Senator John McCain running for president in 2008 and seemed very strong and very credible, was very close with Barack Obama. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he decides to name Sarah Palin, Caribou Barbie, as his vice presidential running mate. And his excuse was he wanted a female vice presidential candidate. And Sarah was simply not credible. There are far more credible people out there. Our own Hawaii Governor Linda Lingle, who I will grant you does not look as good in a bathing suit as Sarah Palin. And I may not agree with everything that Linda Lingle does, but I have no doubt she is far more qualified to be vice president than Caribou Barbie. And Palin went out and did the ditz thing, and McCain's campaign just started to crumble. Now, in looking back, I'm wondering if maybe, because they knew this was starting to unravel in 2008, and they knew it was not going to last through another 4 or possibly 8 years of political life, that this, you know, if you're going to have somebody go out there and screw the American people to cover up for this fraud by the financial system that Congress is neck deep in, then why not dump it on a Democratic Congress and on a president who will do anything to be America's first black president and make the Democrats the bad guys? And I'm not saying the Democrats are innocent of wrongdoing, because they went along with this to have their little day in all the marble on Sodom and the Potomac. But I think that was what McCain was thinking. He didn't want to be in the White House when this all started coming down. He didn't want any Republican to be in the White House when this all started coming down. Let's let the Democrats have the sinking ship. This is like the captain of the Titanic rams it into the iceberg and then says to the cook, you're promoted to captain, you get this thing to New York, and I'm going to step off into the lifeboat with everybody else. That's what McCain did to Barack Obama. The Republican president, the Republican Congress started this mess. And then they hand it off to the Democrats and say, you take care of it, and you know, we'll be back in a bit. And it seems to have worked because the anger of the American people against the Congress and the president is looking to cause a GOP sweep in the election in a couple of weeks. So you got scammed two ways here. And I think that's why McCain sabotaged his own campaign. He did not want to be in the White House when all of this stuff started coming apart. He wanted a Democrat in there so that the GOP could have a comeback in 2012 or even 2010 here. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello? Lee in Georgia. Oh, I'm still not here. Yeah, there you are. Aloha. Oh, okay. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I couldn't agree with you more. I remember, you know, when this all started, like you were talking about when this first began. And I had friends who were like, oh, I'm going to buy a house. And I'm like, dude, don't be stupid. You know, this is an artificial situation here. You know, and they're like, what are you talking about artificial? You know, the government's doing, I'm like, and you're putting faith in the government? Let me explain something to you. Given the option, I know you, dude, given the option between real sugar and sweet and low, which one are you going to take? Why don't you let this play its way out? And then when a real opportunity comes along, take it. Now, I've been investing in silver. I'm not stupid, you know. And, you know, I agree with you on Sarah Palin not being qualified, but I do have to comment on that just to a degree where I would think that Sarah Palin, in my opinion, was far more qualified to be vice president than Obama was even qualified to be a senator, let alone president.
I really don't want to get into that debate. I don't like either one of them, to be very honest. And I have to tell you, my nightmare is, assuming the United States is still intact as a nation in 2012, my nightmare is that we're going to come down to the election. We're going to have to choose between Hillary Clinton and Sarah Palin, between the dits and the witch. And that is not a choice I want to have to deal with in 2012. But 2012 is a long ways off. And I got to tell you, I'm feeling more and more. We're not going to get there. Not because of the Mayan prophecy.
I would agree with you. And if it comes down to that, can I vote no?
We need a binding none of the above on all of our future ballots. When we restart this country, one of the things we have to have on every ballot is none of the above. You know, if you can't come up with a candidate we like, then the office stays empty and you got to go back and find somebody that we like. But as long as we're stuck being forced to choose between the lesser of two evils, we're always going to have an evil government. And I don't think anything underscores that more than our present situation here.
I couldn't agree more. I want to ask you, have you heard of America's Third Party?
Well, there's been a lot of third parties. I mean, there's a Green Party,
the
Libertarian, Tea
Party. That's in play right now.
I'm sorry?
The current America's Third Party that's in play right now.
There's a
gentleman by the name of David Spoonheim.
Never heard of him.
He refers to himself as being a social Republican, if there is such a thing.
I'm not sure that there is, and I have to tell you, I mean, the parties are switching platforms back and forth. They're stealing each other's ideas. At this point, I no longer believe that the system can be fixed. I think we just have to stay patient and nonviolent until it collapses, and I think it's getting there. But I'll tell you right now, if you don't get angry about what the bankers have done to the American homeowner over the last couple of years, you know, they'll just find something else to do. They'll find another way to do it. I mean, somebody was just sending me an email. Apparently, one of these companies that's getting rich buying and selling carbon credits is overselling them. They're selling the carbon credits multiple times. It's just one big scam after the other. A government of the cheats, by the cheats, and for the cheats. And they're going to go on cheating until we, the American people, stand up and say, we have had it. Enough. We will not be victimized by government and business working together against us. However angry you are right now, it is not enough. Lee, we're going to let you go and switch over to Robert in Nevada. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Here, here, sir. Just a quick one on a past issue. I said, you know, the big casinos will hire the biggest cheats as security experts. On the mortgage thing, I'd be curious to hear Milken's take on it, if anybody would know. But jump ahead to your comment. I want your take on, you know, at the time, I don't know if you'll remember this, but you know what always struck me odd, and I mentioned it to some people, was before the election at the convention, I said, they're interviewing the president of the Council on Foreign Relations who's at the Republican convention. I wonder why he's there. What's your take on that one? Was that to pass the message, like you said, like, lay low, go down for this one because we're going to have it after that? I mean, what's your take on him being there?
I have no idea, and actually, I don't even really care what goes on the conventions anymore because it's never good for the people. And, you know, I don't want to get dragged off into a bunch of arcana and minutia. Right now, we're looking at the biggest crime by the government and the banks against the American people. It is a crime. It is not a downturn. It is not a fluctuation. This is a criminal action. The bankers committed criminal fraud, oversubscribing the mortgage-backed securities. The government and the media are trying to find some way to convince you it's not that big a deal. And if you let them do it, who knows what they're going to do to you next month or next year.
Well, thanks. Gotta get angry. I've been digging deeper in it and educating myself, and I found some spots where, like the on that Superior Bank thing up there in Illinois, how the FDIC was complicit in that stuff, and some of these banks that got burned are going after the FDIC. I mean, it's a mess.
It is.
When they were dicing and slicing up Superior to sell it off because it went in the tank, some of these people down the road had no idea that, you know, they bought up some of these mortgages sight unseen and then found out a whole bunch of them were going sideways and going, well, if we'd have known this, we wouldn't have bought them. They should have never had a loan to begin with. So, I mean, it was spread all over the place. So, keep on them, man.
Yeah, see, it wasn't a housing bubble. It was a mortgage bubble. That's what a lot of people are still coming to realize. The item of value that was being bubbled up was the mortgage itself. The initial push-up in real estate prices was designed to prime the pump. But the mortgages were the things of value that were being used for the bubble and for the fraud. You can't sell the same house five or six times, you know, because only one family can physically live in it. But a mortgage is a piece of paper. And if you make a copy of that paper, or a copy of the computer record, it can be sold over and over and over again. And that's exactly what these people were doing. Then they crashed the market, the housing market, to foreclose all the properties, and they're off scot-free with the billions they made in their commissions and sales and derivatives. And the homeowners are left homeless, and the original investors in the mortgage-backed securities are screaming for taxpayer bailouts. Ultimately, ordinary working and middle-class Americans are made to pay for all of this stuff as long as we put up with it.
Do you remember back in the SNL deal where the hot trend was, remember people were taking third, fourth, and fifth trust deeds? I mean, they were investing in them and this and that. It kind of reminds me of that, but when it collapses, everybody's standing in line holding a piece of paper going like, who's first in line?
Well, that's going to be a real nightmare because with these oversubscribed mortgages, nobody knows who's really first in line. Nobody knows who's got the title. And this gets back to this situation with the mortgage electronic registration system. And we're starting to see some court decisions come down that may just throw this whole mess into a tailspin. There's been a court decision up in Oregon where the judge basically came in and said because the mortgage electronic registration system, MERS, was created clearly with an intent to deprive state governments of the mortgage transfer fees and to evade regulatory compliance, and because there was no governmental approval of the MERS system, that MERS itself might be illegal. And this means that every mortgage registered to MERS might be legally invalid, and it may be impossible to legally connect the mortgage to the securitization. In other words, the people living in those homes who are in those mortgages could sell those homes and not have to pay the note holders because there is no legal line of proof between the two. It is a huge mess. And, you know, and here's the problem. It was set up to be confused and obfuscated to conceal this fraud that was going on. Nobody realized that the mortgages were being oversubscribed, you know, because it was all shuffling around so fast. Now they've created such a rat's nest of interlinked ownership and trails. Nobody knows where it's going to go. There may not be an easy way to fix this thing. It's kind of a very scary situation. I'm going to let you go here because I want to continue on this. So you're welcome. Apparently, just before showtime, we got this story. Apparently, in New York, the legislature has just passed a new set of regulations, and they're going to go into effect immediately. And what they're saying in New York, and I'll bet you the rest of the 50 states are going to follow along immediately. Lawyers who are processing foreclosures for the banks have to accept personal liability that all the paperwork is legal and correct. They can't go in there with a bogus foreclosure and say, look, I'm sorry, the foreclosure mill represented to me that this was all correct, and, you know, I'm sorry, and all the rest of that. But, you know, what the state of New York is now saying is if you are a lawyer and you foreclose on somebody's home with a bunch of paperwork and that paperwork is flawed, you can be sued personally. You can go to jail if it turns out the documents are forged, which many of them are. So I can already see the skid marks out in front of the courthouses of New York State. And all I can say is I hope the rest of the states are going to do this. But you know something? Simply stopping the foreclosures is not enough. Trillions of dollars have been looted from the American people on the basis of this fraud. We should get it back. And the people who defrauded us need to go to jail. There's no gray area in this one. And no amount of media pandering that this is all the fault of the American people is going to take away from the fact that Countrywide and Bear Stearns and Bank of America were overselling these mortgages. They were selling them over and over and over again, which is felony criminal fraud. They need to go to jail. All of them. I don't even want to waste time arguing who gets the longer sentence. Let's just give them all 20 years, blanket across the entire board. That's how bad and serious this situation is. Now, what is the government doing about it? Well, as you remember earlier in the week, CNBC is saying that Congress might just retroactively legalize everything that got done. The U.S. Congress, the finest Congress money can buy, is seriously considering, according to CNBC, passing a law that the oversubscription of the mortgage-backed securities was necessary for the national security to... And they'll come up with a bunch of excuses because it's their own wallets on the line here. And they're going to say everything that was done was legal and they got the money and you've got the debt and we're saying that's the way it's supposed to be. Time Magazine is saying that might trigger a civil war. Time Magazine is saying the Federal Reserve's new plan to buy up long-term bonds with more printed paper money is moronic and might trigger a civil war. We're that close to it. We are that close to it. People across America are buying guns. And they're beginning to understand. They may not be able to shoot the top politicians because of the Secret Service, but we've already got bank CEOs bobbing to the top of lakes in this country. And people are beginning to understand it isn't just the politicians who screwed the nation. The financial industry as a whole did it as well. Every one of them from top to bottom. Now they're talking about confiscating the retirement accounts. They're talking about forcing you to turn in all the money that you have worked and saved and put into your 501k and your IRA or your 401k or whatever they call them. And in exchange, they will give you a government-assured retirement account, which means they're going to take the money that you've all got now and they're going to use it to try and clear up the rest of this mess. They need your money to cover up the fraud. And then some other administration down the road is either going to have to come up with the money for your retirement or simply say to you, you know, I'm sorry, our new policy is work you until you drop because we don't have the money to pay for the retirement. And yes, we know you worked your entire life away and you paid Social Security taxes, you know, because we promised you we would take care of you in your old age. But, you know, golly gee shuckies, we needed new carpeting on Air Force One and you're just out of luck. And I'm not being facetious when I say that. Apparently the reason that retirees were denied a cost of living adjustment in Social Security this year was Congress wanted to spend the additional money on some new fancy computerized medical care tracking system, exclusively for the use of Congress, I might add. So it's just, it's complete nonsense. And the reason this government retired account is not going to work is the same reason Social Security is broke. In the 1980s, we started paying higher Social Security taxes to cover the baby boomer retirements. And starting with the Clinton administration, the government started spending that extra cash as general revenues, and they put treasury bonds in there as IOUs. But in this economy, they cannot redeem them. All they can do is run the printing presses some more and hand out the paper money, the pretty printed pieces of paper, which is rapidly losing all value because they're just printing them out. And everybody knows it has no value. It is simply a pretty printed piece of paper. We're in the final act of the United States of America. Rampant corruption, runaway greed, the last official act of any government is to loot the nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we are there. We are absolutely there. All right. We're going to take another break right about now, I think, according to my clock. Maybe not. There it is. There's the music. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Okay, and welcome back to the show. I'm not sure why the feed coming from RBN is so low and noisy, but there might be a dirty connection. But hopefully my sound is going back the other way, sounding okay. So anyway, we're talking about the economy. We're talking about the biggest single fraud committed by the financial institutions against the people of the United States of America, with the complicity and connivance of the U.S. Congress. I have two links at whatreallyhappened.com today that you need to look at. One of them is called Bankers Gone Wild, and the other one is What Wall Street Learned from Mel Brooks, The Producers. You need to look at both of those links. You need to forward them to everybody you know. You need to get it out there, because I'm telling you right now, the corporate media is absolutely dead set on shouting this down and convincing you, no, 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 there's nothing wrong. It's just paperwork errors and honest mistakes, and it's really all your fault because you're not spending enough money and you don't have the money to pay those mortgages you agreed to back before the government turned, you know, took your high-paying jobs away and sent them to other countries. So that's what's going on. And by way of illustration, this story is here in the Washington Post. No fringe newspaper. The Washington Post, the paper of record. This story here is a freeze on the foreclosures might jeopardize the security clearances of some federal workers because the true state of their financial affairs would be in limbo. That's the latest excuse they're coming up with to say, let things go on the way they've been going on up to this point. It might harm the security clearances of those federal workers, those horribly underpaid federal workers. Speaking of underpaid, this caught me by surprise. You ever been down a toll road and you go through the booths where you put the card or the coin or whatever, and there's a guy sitting in that glass booth? In New Jersey, the guy sitting in the glass booth, who's there saying, you know, 25 cents, 25 cents, 25 cents, or whatever he says, that's his entire job, is sitting in the booth, making sure that you pay as you go through. He's getting $321,000 a year. I'm overqualified for that job. I can't make that kind of money. Government is such a racket on the backs of the ordinary people. You are being victimized by your own government and your own bank. You better get angry about it, or they're going to go right on doing it. Because they don't have a reason to stop until you give them a reason to stop. Now, meanwhile, of course, there's a lot of worry out there. You know, the dollar's not doing too well. In fact, the stock market's back up again today, and they're openly admitting it's the weak dollar is driving the stock market up. You know, inflation is starting to hit the market. Remember, if you look at that stock market, it's up in 11,000 in the Dow, and that looks good until you correct it for inflation. And then you'll see that stock market's been heading down, 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 down. Remember, inflation skews the financial reports because the numbers get bigger. And so everybody says, ooh, that must be good. Not necessarily. The value is still going down, even though the numbers are getting bigger. That's the result of inflation here. Alrighty, let's see. Looks like we don't have any callers at the moment. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm going to walk away from the economy now. I've spent about an hour on it, but if you want to call in and talk about it, but you got to get angry. You have to understand the scale of the fraud. Everybody's dirty on this one. The manure has hit the ventilation system, and everybody is getting splattered with this. And the only people who are going to make it an issue for the voters going into the election this, no, you know, in 2 weeks. You have to do it. The media is doing limited hangouts. Oh, this person did something wrong, and this clerk over here may have done something wrong, and these people over here might have been fancy with the paperwork. They're not going to go to the initial fraud. They're still talking about it's all about fraudulent foreclosures. It isn't. It's about fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. That is the core of the scam. We'll be back in a minute.
It's true.